You're listening to Rock and Emma.
Hey, guys, what up? I've been listening for like 6.5 months straight now, and I think you guys are the greatest thing on the radio.
Winning.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
You know how when we got here this morning, my car was parked in its spot, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I went out this morning to go grab the paper, and I noticed, as did our friend down the hall over here, this is how my car somehow ended up over the course of like the 20 minutes we arrived and when I went out to go get the paper. Notice how it is not where it was this morning. It's like in the middle of the parking lot. It had somehow rolled backwards or somebody moved it or something. There's a specter. A ghost.
There's something
afoot.
Well, what's up with your... Because it's in park. It's an automatic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we were tripping out. I was like, man, I've got the only key. All the doors are locked. How did this happen? The only logical thing I could potentially think of is when I parked yesterday, I was parked up on some snow. And somehow, over the course of that 20 minutes that we arrived, that snow had melted so much that my... car rolled back in park?
Nope.
Nope.
That's not what happened at all.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what the hell?
Right?
I'm stumped.
As am I.
What?
I was thinking maybe somebody pranked me, but I was like, hold on, man. All the doors are locked.
I can't stop looking at it. I am so confused.
As am I.
Because it shouldn't roll back at all.
No.
It breaks on. Like, just, unless it's in neutral, it shouldn't.
It was in park.
Right. Okay.
So bizarre.
Oh, my God. That is weird. I can't figure it out. It's stumping me right now.
I like a good mystery, but this...
But it's messing with your car.
This is a doozy.
So you moved it back, I'm assuming, right?
Yes. I did move it back.
And did you notice anything when you parked at that time?
No. It wasn't parked, too.
Dude, I don't know.
As soon as I jumped in. I did notice it took me a couple of cranks to finally get it to go over, though.
Hmm.
It's an enigma.
Yeah, that adds another layer. All right, we're going to figure this out.
We got to crack this case.
I'm going to.
Wide open.
It's going to bother me until I do.
So we've got that to jump into this morning. We'll get our gumshoe skills, put them to use.
Got it.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
It's scary, but it's funny, too.
These two ass clowns will pretty much phone in the rest.
I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah, I can't either. This is crazy.
It's Rock
and Emma. And Emma in the morning.
Listen to it.
On Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
A Eugene man is facing multiple charges after police say that he led him on a pursuit. Officers say that they tried to pull over 39-year-old Kyle Davis on Monday evening because he's wanted by the Lane County Sheriff's Office for assault and menacing charges.
Menacing.
Yeah, police said that Davis fled the scene. Officers pursued him. His vehicle was forcibly stopped on the 500 block of North Danabu Avenue. Davis was taken to the hospital for evaluation, then taken down to jail. No get-out-of-jail-free card.
Mm-mm, not when you're being mischievous or malicious or what was it? Menacing.
Menacing.
That's what it was. Sorry.
I was trying to do a segue there. Because Hasbro just announced they're going to make a bunch of new tokens for Monopoly.
Really?
See what I did there? Picking up that...
Picking up what you're putting down there.
All that.
Big pimpin'.
Yeah. Walk that trail, Em.
New tokens.
New tokens. It's going to replace the classics, which... One thing you should know, Hasbro, you don't replace classics. You don't touch it. It's classic for a reason.
Right. And classics coming back.
The classics that they're going to replace with these new tokens are going to be the top hat, the thimble, and the wheelbarrow.
What?
Now, to be fair, I don't know anybody that ever claims the thimble to begin with. I want to be the thimble. That's never what happens. I want to be the car. I want to be the dog.
The thimble's always last.
Yeah. The thimble's like that kid trying to play dodgeball.
I like the top hat, though. It's fun.
Fortunately, the new tokens aren't going to be permanent, at least not yet. For now, they're just going to appear in a new edition of Monopoly called Token Madness.
Token Madness?
That could be taken pretty incorrectly.
Very well could.
I mean, you might want to work on that title, Hasbro.
And I like that
they live in a very PC society.
I get that you're trying to make Monopoly sound exciting. I think we all know by
Words
now.
Words matter.
We all know by now. Sorry, dude. You guys have
check
been
your
out.
Microaggressions.
You've been out too long. Micro, macro, all of it.
All of them.
Just so much aggression.
They created a website where everybody can vote on the tokens that they want to see in this new game. Here are some of the options. Feel free if you'd like to chime in on this and let us know which one of these you'd like to see replace a classic token, 684-0979.
Or which one you would replace, I guess, if you had to pick one.
That would work, too. The options are a hashtag sign.
No.
Right?
Which is a number sign.
Yes, it's a pound sign on a phone.
Oh, man.
A TV. No word on if it's going to be 4K or not. A new piece that you will automatically fall in love with, a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh, good call.
See, look how your mood just changed.
Good call.
You love token madness now.
Well, I'll steal that piece out of there.
They've also got, I can't lie, I'm super into this piece.
Is it
They've
an iPhone?
No, but you're very close. It's an old school Zach Morris brick phone.
Oh, cool. Okay, I like that one.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
I thought maybe when you said old school too, you're going to go with like the first Apple computer or something.
No, that would be an oldie but a goodie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sunglasses are also up on the list of things that could replace a classic Monopoly piece.
Okay.
A scooter, because you see them all over the place.
Oh, scooters. Scooter madness.
All the rage.
Should be called scooter madness.
Right?
Why are we even talking about anything else?
What's better than a scooter, though?
Unicycle.
No, because a unicycle has one wheel. A scooter's got two.
But they're more
fun. Roller skate has four, Emma.
Ooh, roller skate.
That's right. Roller skate could potentially be a Monopoly piece because, again, you just see them everywhere you look.
Seems like they're replacing classics with classics.
Yes. Speaking of, a record player is now an option in Monopoly Token Madness.
Okay. Although I like the idea of these cute little pieces, they should be for a different game. For example, I have this awesome 80s trivia game. It's Trivial Pursuit with 80s stuff. So the pieces that you move are retro stuff. They're cool.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that they did the... I thought it was still just the regular pieces. Yeah. I thought with Trivial Pursuit, okay. It was still just the regular pieces of pie.
It's just a different... Okay, so it's just an 80s trivia game. I just don't know.
Okay. Because I love the hell out of Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah.
That is my stuff.
I should show you that because I have one of those too.
Man,
yeah.
Love Trivial Pursuit, especially all the different specific versions that they got. A lot kind of like what Monopoly does where they put their themed versions out. But Trivial Pursuit is a lot better because there's so many different options you can have.
Yeah, in this one, it's like crap we talk about all the time. Music, entertainment, TV, you know, crap like that.
Also on this list, a rubber ducky.
Rubber ducky? Yeah. I love rubber duckies.
So does Bert. Nope. Ernie.
That's true.
Ernie loves the ducks. There's also four different emoji faces that you can choose from.
No.
Smiling face, winking and smiling, the kissing face, and the face that's laughing with tears, the number one emoji of 2016.
Joyful.
Yes, Emma. The alleged joyful emoji. It's laughing its ass off. It's what it's doing. If that's joyful, cool.
Should it be the LMAO?
Yes,
or
I would take that any day of the week because that's what I see when I see that.
I was really afraid you were going to get to emojis too. That sucks. Let's see.
You can vote at votemonopoly.com. NRQ, who's this?
This is Tia.
Hello, Tia.
I was calling just to mention to comment on their conversation.
Yes, okay. Please.
Oh, excellent. So I have that 80s Trivial Pursuit, and I also have 90s Trivial Pursuit, so I know exactly what Emma's talking about.
Nice. I wanted the 90s one, because once I got into the 80s, I realized, oh, crap, I was pretty young, and so a lot of the stuff was kind of before my time. I was like, damn, I want the 90s one, too. Tia, that's awesome.
Right, and it has, like, the little... So the pie piece, the piece that holds your pies, that's what has those little retro symbols on
okay.
top of them or whatever.
So it is still the pieces of pie that you collect, but it's the container that has changed. Okay.
Yeah. But, okay, so I work in the cannabis industry, so I could absolutely get down with, you know, token madness if it represented.
As could I.
It sounds
every
like a,
day
actually,
token
it
madness.
Sounds like a strain for sure.
It does, right?
Want some token madness? Hell yeah.
And
I
while
do.
You're at it, we need to get a Rockin' M strain. So Rockin' M and token madness.
Rockin' M, I like it. Tia, get that started, Tia.
Make that happen.
All right, I will do it.
Thanks for listening and stay high. Legally,
have a great
recreationally.
Day,
you too, bye.
Take care.
Always appreciate the calls.
Always, man. Let's do sports real quick.
All right.
Talk about these Cubbies. the World Series champion Chicago Cubs will reportedly pay a visit to the White House before President Obama leaves office in 9 days. So they better hurry the hell up.
Yep, get there.
Book that flight. I mean, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the moving trucks are already out front. Hurry up. A team source told ESPN the 2016 World Series champs will go to Washington, D.C. on Monday. So that means it will be less than a week from now that the Chicago Cubs are going to make that journey to D.C. and go party it up with the president from Chicago.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
The Cubs' visit comes after Obama invited the team to the White House in November after they defeated the Cleveland Indians 8-7 in Game 7 of one of the most magical World Series ever.
And they just stopped partying, so now they can make
it. They're like, all right, now that we got that out of the way.
We're a little hung, but we'll come.
The extra innings win marked Chicago's first championship since 1908. And President Obama's tweet that invited him said, quote, "It happened. Cubs win World Series. That's change even this Southsider can believe in. Want to come to the White House before I leave?"
Nice.
So they are taking him up on that offer.
Who's down?
Right?
It's the KNRQ Morning Show.
Yeah, I think it's morbid, twisted, and sick.
You're listening to the KNRQ Morning Show on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
On Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
All right, start here at the top 10 alternative songs. I didn't get to that yesterday, I just realized. So, here we go. Let's see here.
Stupid,
I'm
Emma.
Such an idiot.
Moron.
God, thank you for confirming that.
You're welcome, champ.
I didn't
champ.
Feel as much as a dumbass as I should have. So.
You know what, sport? I got you.
Thanks, Scout.
Shucks.
Shucks. Thanks, friend.
You're welcome.
You are so stupid.
You're so swell.
All right. Coin, Talk Too Much at number 10. Kaleo, Way Down We Go at number 9. And the Lumineers, Cleopatra, came in at number 8.
Which we have coming up.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And Kay Flay, Blood in the Cut, came in at 7. Cage the Elephant, Trouble, at number 6. 21 Pilots and Heathens sits at 5. Blink-182, She's Out of Her Mind at 4. Huh?
Did you end up checking out that Hailstorm? 21 Pilots, Heathens cover I told you about yesterday?
Actually, I did not. Because then I got distracted with trying to tell you all the other covers they did, and I forgot which one you said.
That is
okay.
A fail.
I will totally look that up. All I right. love Hailstorm. Kings of Leon, Waste a Moment at number 2, and Judah and the Lion still at number 1 with Take It All Back. All right, so I told you this morning that I found another Billy on the Street. This one is from a while ago. I just hadn't seen it. And it came up in an interview. So it was with David Letterman. Did you ever see the Billy on the Street with David Letterman?
Yeah. Years ago.
Okay, yeah. It was right after
he left
his show. Okay, so I've got a little audio from that. It's Billy on the Street with David Letterman asking people what he should do now that he's out of work.
We all know The Late Show has been a big breakout role for Dave, so we're about to hit the streets and ask New Yorkers what Dave's next move should be. You ready, Dave?
I am.
Let's go. Miss, for a dollar, any thoughts on what David Letterman's next move should be?
Retire and lots of happiness.
Oh, God, that's very nice.
That's very sweet.
Do you realize that every step you're walking in David Letterman's shadow? Sir, for a dollar, should David Letterman do a podcast now?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, what should it be about?
Whatever he wants, New York City.
New York City. Would you do a podcast, Dave?
Yeah, I do a podcast about guys wearing shorts when it's too cold.
Oh, yeah.
He was wearing
shorts. Nice day out.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay. Well. Bye, sir.
Good night. Thank you.
Sir, what's Paul Schaefer going to do now?
I don't know what I'm talking about. Paul Schaefer? Yeah, well, good luck opening his mail.
Yeah, exactly.
David starts yelling at people.
But really, what's Paul going to do?
I mean, have no idea.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame isn't a year-round job.
He has connections in Canada.
Miss, for a dollar, what should David Letterman do next? Well, thank you very much. This is about David Letterman. It's not about me.
You too. You're both amazing.
That's nice of you.
Two comedy legends coming through! For a dollar, what's the name of the theater David Letterman films his TV show in?
The Tonight Show.
No! No! That never happened!
No!
Miss, what's David Letterman going to do now?
I have no idea.
Well, thanks.
Maybe he'll play shuffleboard with Dan Rather.
He got a big laugh out of Dave.
Worst thing.
Sir, get off your damn phone. He invented the top 10 list.
Get off the phone.
Yeah, go with the... No, get off the phone. He invented the top 10 list.
Man.
And that's just a little bit of it. So I thoroughly enjoyed that. On Jimmy Kimmel Live Monday night, Ben Affleck, who's currently promoting his drama Live by Night, spoke about Batman as well. Would you like to hear any of that?
Sure.
All right.
Now, I do want to ask you about this, and I'm sure you're sick of hearing
it's
about it,
picture.
But this was released over the weekend. This is a dress
That's you. Wonder Woman, Cyborg, The Flash, and Aquaman. You are by far the most muscular of the... Was that in the contract?
Yeah, I make that look pretty good. Don't
yeah. Yeah. Are you going to direct the next
I'm
Batman
I'm going to direct movie? The next Batman. We're working on it. It's, sort of, it's one of those things that's really frustrating because, like, with Live by Night, it took me a year and a half to write it and get it ready, and I worked really hard, and it's just nobody gave it. No one was like, where's Live by Night?
Right, yeah, right.
What was Batman? They don't know what I keep on getting like, where's the... Batman, I'm like, bro, I'm working. Give me a second.
And if Casey asks you if he can play Robin, what will your answer be?
I think we can go back to the tape.
We go back to the tape.
He better think twice
at the Oscars when he gives that speech.
He's got a couple more chances.
Ben Affleck, his movie is called Live by Night. It opens Friday. Thank you.
Earlier in the interview, he asked him, why didn't I hear you mentioned in the speech? And he was like, glad you brought that up. So Live by Night hits theaters Friday. And of course, The Batman in Justice League. That'll be in November. Can't wait.
I also cannot wait. I don't know how much longer it's going to take him to get. There's so many rumors that have come out over the last couple weeks that the Batman, the overall production is in just shambles. Like, the script is
really
messy, which is why it hasn't started production yet.
Mm.
I would personally like to believe Ben and say the reason we're not moving forward on it yet is because I've got these other projects that I just wrapped up. Now I'm doing the promo runs for them, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man. Based off of everything we saw with Batman vs. Superman and the reports from the Suicide Squad set, it does look like maybe there could be some potential truth to the fact that... we might not see the Batman as soon as we would like.
I tried to look up the story. I found that on because I edited it out. But I think the opening mentioned something about the script and he'll do it when it's right. But
yes,
I don't know.
Yes, correct. And that's I completely respect him taking that dedication to, yeah, I know the studio wants us to put a Batman movie out because they can sell a ton of merch. They can sell a ton of figures, et cetera. But I want to do it. If I'm going to do it, I had my ass dragged over to Coles for Daredevil.
I was just going
to
say that.
I'm not about to have another situation like that on my hands, especially with a character that's way more loved than Daredevil.
Such a big deal, iconic character, and dragged through all sorts of fire when he first got cast.
Yeah, man.
So I'm sure he doesn't want to rush.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Saturday Night Live has announced that Felicity Jones will host the January 14th episode, and the following week it'll be Aziz Ansari. There won't be a new episode this coming weekend. All new TV on tonight, though. The Goldberg, Speechless, Modern Family, Blackish. And on Match Game, you got Amy Sedaris, Chris D'Elia. We love him. Jane Krakowski, Rick Fox, and Titus Burgess.
All right.
And Undercover Boss, Criminal Minds, Code Black, new on CBS, Blind Spot, Law & Order SVU, and Chicago PD on NBC. And on Fox, Lethal Weapon and Star on your late night TV. Michelle Obama and Stevie Wonder will be on Jimmy Fallon. Jessica Biel will be on Jimmy Kimmel. Jude Law and Gabrielle Union will be on Colbert. And Betty White and Khloe Kardashian will be on James Corden. Poor Betty. Andrew Garfield, coming up in the sleaze, by the way, he'll be on Seth Meyers. And Jimmy Eat World will be playing on Conan after Jeff Goldblum.
It's the KNRQ Morning Show.
You got the balls for it?
Hell yeah.
Listen live to the KNRQ Morning Show at NRQ.com.
I'm like a sexy little ninja.
Why do you keep saying that?
You're listening to the KNRQ Morning Show. Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Now, we're almost at Girl Scout cookie season. And thanks to UpRocks, we've got a survey that was completed by some users. And they rank the Girl Scout cookies from 8 to 1.
Okay. What's your favorite?
I've always been a Samoa dude, or the Thin Mints. The tagalongs are cool, the little peanut butter joints.
Yeah, I like the tagalongs. I like the trefoils, too, just the regular cookie.
I would have to say if I had any option, I don't know what it is about the Samoas, but there's just something with the taste of the coconut and the chocolate and all that. Yeah, that's fire. So I would take Samoas any day of the week. It looks like Trios come in at number 8 with 1% of the vote. It's a gluten-free peanut butter and oatmeal cookie.
Oh, okay.
There's the Thanks a Lot with 2%. Never even heard of this. It's a shortbread with fudge on the bottom.
That sounds good.
Right?
Totally.
Only to 2% of people, though.
That sounds amazing. I haven't seen those.
Number 6 on this list, thanks to UpRocks on the best Girl Scout cookies, peanut butter sandwich, a.k.a. the Do-Si-Do.
Oh, I like those.
With 3%. It's an oatmeal cookie with peanut butter in between. Lemonades. Ew. With 3% at number 5.
I don't like those at all.
Pretty fire. I like those a little bit.
Really?
Number 4 on this list of the best Girl Scout cookies. Shortbread, a.k.a. the trefoils.
Yeah, I love those.
4% voted alongside of you. Number 3, the peanut butter patty slash tagalong with 18%.
Mm.
Fire. Mm-hmm. Peanut butter covered in chocolate. Can't go wrong.
I can't think of any more. This is like naming the dwarfs.
Well, number 2 on this list, my favorite, the Caramel Delights, a.k.a. the Samoas. It's a vanilla cookie with caramel, coconut, and chocolate stripes.
Yep.
So good.
And people love those.
Of course, the number 1 Girl Scout cookie of all time, according to the folks who completed the survey at UpRox, a Thin Mint.
Oh, right.
34% of the vote.
I don't like those.
I don't know. Why?
Is it
the taste of mint?
Yeah, I don't like mint and chocolate together.
So it's sort of like how?
Yeah, I like mint if it's like gum or something, but the mint and sweet stuff, I don't like.
It's so crazy. It tastes so good together.
Ugh, I don't know. I just don't like it.
All right. I'll pray for you.
Thank you.
I'll try to see if we can't make that change.
Oh, that's okay.
Because you don't know what you're missing.
I'm a lost cause.
Okay, we'll go with that.
My mom liked it, though. I didn't touch her ice cream.
Dallas Cowboys running back, Ezekiel Elliott, kind of has a big game coming up.
A little bit.
Against Green Bay Packers to advance further into the postseason. But he was just involved in a minor car crash near the Cowboys practice facility in Frisco, Texas, according to TMZ Sports.
Uh-oh.
A witness told him that Elliott was driving a huge black GMC truck, which rear-ended a black BMW, probably one of his teammates, I would think.
Maybe.
Cops and Cowboys security responded to the scene, and they were told that Zeke, quote, looked frustrated but was extremely nice and polite to everybody who stopped to check in on him. The Frisco PD confirmed the crash and told TMZ, quote, Ezekiel Elliott was involved in a minor vehicle crash this morning in the area of Dallas Parkway and Gaylord Parkway. There were no injuries sustained as a result of the minor crash. The bottom line, though, take a deep breath because Zeke will be ready to go. Did not get injured. No harm, no foul. Just sound like a little fender bender.
Yeah, and drugs and alcohol not involved.
Nope.
So that's good. Okay.
Yeah, man.
Good. Phew.
And again, I think more than anything was probably just somebody that works in the building.
You know what I mean? Close to the field.
It's just accidents happen.
Yeah. Just glad he wasn't hurt. And also, it wasn't a scandal.
Yeah, man.
Tired of those.
And that could have derailed their entire season if it would have been scandalous.
Jeez.
Man. Floyd Mayweather, he's got some words of encouragement
to
Ronda Rousey.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about that coming up in the next news and sports.
Should be interesting.
Floyd Money Mayweather. The optimist.
Speaking of scandals.
The positive professor.
Is that what you're doing? Scandals. Segue.
Let's go.
It's the KNRQ Morning Show.
It's absolute insanity.
Yeah.
Parts of this are going to sound completely ridiculous.
What?
All right, this is it.
Prizes, news reports, free, unsolicited, useless advice, all with music and a smile. Yay! On Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Andrew Garfield thinks he may have some trouble getting into Disneyland following his pot brownie story. If you missed it, Andrew Garfield recently revealed to W Magazine that he was a little high while celebrating his 29th birthday at Disneyland with some friends and his then-girlfriend Emma Stone. Basically, his friend showed up with pot brownies and then brought him to Disneyland. Sounds awesome.
The Space Mountain.
Yeah,
will never be the same.
He said, wheat pot brownies, it was literally heaven. How about Space Mountain 3 times in a row? And then he said, I freaked out on It's a Small World. Mm. I was like,
that'll do it to you, sober or ripped.
It is a effing small world.
It's so mind-blowing.
I love that. So we had to address that. He was asked about it on the red carpet when he was at the Golden Globes.
Okay.
Can we move back to this way?
Just start laughing. Just laugh.
I'm not going to just laugh.
Just laugh.
No, you tell me to laugh. I'm not going to laugh.
Now you're going to be serious? What happens if I brought special brownies for you?
You didn't bring special brownies for
me. Dude.
I have chocolate.
Are all your friends just pissed at you? Is Emma pissed?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're referencing.
It's on video.
I don't even know what you're referencing. I was blacked out whenever that interview happened.
Now do you get free tickets to Disney World forever?
I am probably banned from Disney World forever, if anything.
Disneyland. Okay. Do you have a speech prepared tonight?
No, I'm banking on staying in my seat. I'm very excited to stay seated.
No. You have to be prepared.
You
have to be prepared.
I refuse.
Okay, fine. You're gonna lose.
Thank you. Yes. So soothing to hear that.
He was up for...
I wish I could see the visual because it did not sound like a very pleasant red carpet interview.
He was,
okay.
Yeah.
He was into it?
Yeah, he was smiling. Because at first he walked up and the guy was like... I don't know if you...
Yeah,
yeah, laugh. He's like, well, you just told me to, so I'm not going to.
Yeah.
But yeah, he once they got into that whole pot brownie story, he definitely enjoyed it.
So. All right. Yeah. I mean, it seemed like there was some
animosity. It sounded
animosity.
Dry, but no, yeah. He was smiling.
I thought Andrew Garfield was going to punch this guy.
He was smiling, thank God. All right, off the hook. The Paris limo driver who was arrested in the Kim Kardashian robbery dragnet has been released and was never even a suspect, so claims the limo company that hired him.
Ha!
They're like, nothing to see here. Our limo driver is clean. They didn't even... He was just in there for, quote, testimony purposes.
Double ha!
A leading French... A leading French newspaper was... One of the first to report the robbery may have been an inside job and that cops had their sights set on the limo driver. But the limo company's like, mm-mm, he didn't get arrested and he was never a suspect. And here we go. I could be out on a limb here, so I need your opinion. And I'm just guessing. But because they got so much coverage surrounding the robbery, which is Kardashian's drug, you'll never believe this, Rock. I'm glad you're sitting down. Kim Kardashian has a new crime to deal with this time. It's her family's Dash store that was hit.
It's been robbed like half a dozen times since we've been doing the show.
And it went down shortly after the Paris suspects got busted. I'm thinking, oh, bummer. This is ending robbery time. Apparently, a woman strolled into the Melrose Ave boutique Monday, grabbed a bunch of clothing and perfume, and fled, or dashed, in a silver sedan. The woman made off with around $1,600 in Dash gear. And so far, cops haven't been able to locate her. You know, for a family who has security around them at all points, they seem to be not very secure.
That'll happen.
That's why I feel like maybe this isn't really true.
I believe it might be true that it was robbed. Just because, like I said, it seems to have been robbed half a dozen times since you and I started this thing 3 years ago.
Sure. But then the Paris thing happened. And then
that could just be a very weird quinky dink. I can't imagine there being a connection. I respect you for trying to.
You're
criminal
the one
minds.
You said the Paris thing was.
That to me seems still very, very
suspect.
Suspicious indeed.
Well, and that's why I feel like as they seem to validate that with these arrests, following that with this story, I feel there's just, it smells weird. Something smells
all right.
You know
I'll let
mean?
You get back to your criminal minds board.
That one is pretty easy to, you know what I mean?
Look, just show me the diagram when you're done, Em.
No one had to be tied up. Nobody, but all of a sudden, they're being robbed again. Like I said, they surround themselves with security.
Do you need more thumbtacks and string?
They have pretty bad luck if that just happened. You know what I mean?
Like, that could be very unfortunate timing and very coincidental.
Security much. Like, they're the Kardashians. So I just don't see how that's possible.
I respect that.
George Clooney has found a way around his wife's ban on excessive tipping. I guess he likes to make it rain after a good meal, but she's a lot tighter with the purse strings. George has figured out a way around it. As you may know, George owns a high-end tequila called Casamigos, along with Cindy Crawford's husband. So he always ends his meals by purchasing a premium bottle at full price, which is around $450. Then he autographs the bottle and gives it to the waiter.
Okay.
So that's his way around.
Interesting way
to... Yeah. Well, he doesn't want to have an argument with them all every time, so...
Like, hey, them all, this is my money or your money?
That's both.
It could be. Mm-hmm. They're married now.
Yeah. Mariah Carey's...
Yours is mine and mine is yours.
Right. Mariah Carey's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame was vandalized over the weekend. A rep for the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce said they called the LAPD Sunday and they gave cops a lead because someone on Instagram claimed responsibility... Genius.
That's as genius as the dude who did it to Trump's star or whatever. He got on Facebook Live and did it.
Well, you guys realize that's a crime. Yeah, but he was doing it with the intent of turning himself in. He was a lawyer. He knew very well what he was getting into.
Yeah, this is just...
He made a point.
Got what you see the difference you're trying to go for there.
Here's the thing, though.
What's that?
It cost $1,500 to restore the star, but...
Okay.
The vandalism was a question mark after her name, which is kind of funny. Mariah Carey? But it was...
yeah, like... Why a question mark?
Mariah Carey is on the Hollywood, probably because she's on the Hollywood.
Like, why?
Plane.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. But yeah, if you look it up, I don't see why that would have been.
Is it like Sharpie'd or did they chisel it or?
No, it looks like they wrote it on. Could be.
Sidewalk chalk?
Maybe. It looked lighter than paint.
Huh.
So
you'll they're going to hit him for the full cost of repairs, even though it probably costs like $20 to fix it?
I think so. You should, if you can find it real fast,
I'll do a Google.
Tell me what you think. But cops are on the hunt because they can't use Instagram, I guess. They're pulling a surveillance video. The investigation is for felony vandalism. Maybe after they're done with that.
Oh, it says content unavailable. Damn it.
Really?
Yeah, that means somebody yanked it off the gram.
Damn it. Well, it wasn't the cops because they can't seem to use it.
I'll go back to the Google. Hold on.
Maybe when they're done with the surveillance video, they can bring a camera down to Dash, the Kardashians. Breaking news. Ending with the most important news here. This Justin, because it's about Justin Bieber.
I figured as much.
Justin Bieber.
Really? That's what it looks like. It was done with one of those little portable soldering irons or something. So that does it. It's not engraved, but it looks like it's deeply cut in there.
Oh, okay. I thought it was written on there.
You know what I'm talking about? Those little... Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's what they used, because I'm looking at a pretty high-resolution picture, and it looks like it's got depth to it. Not as if it was just drawn on with a Sharpie, but looks like it was cut in, not chiseled in, but...
But it's
nice,
resting in. Okay.
Definitely.
Well, $1,500 later, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it could potentially cost $1,500, because you would have to more than likely just... cut out that current star, then get a new one fabricated and placed in. So,
and it is the Hollywood Walk of Fame, so I can understand how they would want to get that back that far. But anyway, Justin Bieber, he's covering an old hit. It's his 2010 hairstyle. It's back, baby.
Jesus.
Yep, that's pretty much the only part of the story. I mean,
was he inspired by what's her name's doll?
Oh my God, I still want to hear
Emma Stone.
How he feels about that? No, Watson.
Name? Watson.
Watson. Beauty and the Beast. If you guys haven't looked it up, look up the doll they made for Belle, and you'll find that she looks very familiar, similar to Justin Bieber, like his face.
Pretty much,
as if they had plotted
at some point in time releasing a Bieber doll.
When I looked it up, I thought that I accidentally found a site where someone was making fun of that and actually cut and pasted. Yeah, no, that was the real one.
You're listening to Rockin' Emma. And we'd say thanks for tuning in, but we assume that you're not listening on purpose.
Well, this is awkward.
It's Rockin' Emma in the morning on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
New Green Day on the NRQ Morning Show. Still breathing. My name's Rock. That's Emma.
Hey.
You'll be able to get the details about Green Day opening up for Catfish and the Bottlemen at the Moda Center on the 2nd.
Or the other way around.
You know, that's not what's happening.
You're right. It's Green Day starring the Catfish and the Bottlemen.
Thank you.
I do have some Green Day.
You better start showing them respect.
Coming up.
They'll put you in a bottle.
Music news with the Catfish.
With the Catfish.
Never.
Preferably.
Can't trust those
homeboy that thought he was talking to Katy Perry.
God, that'd be great.
So you can let them know while you're trapped in a bottle, you do know you weren't talking to Katy Perry, right?
Just to be clear.
You are aware.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
How sure are you?
At this point, 110%.
We got your music news up next right now, news and sports.
11. Is that what he said the first time?
No, he said 1,000.
1,000?
Yeah, that's why it was so humorous that seconds later they find out from the chick. He's still emailing Katy Perry's email address asking why he met me and not her.
He is very, I don't think he gets it yet. Like after the flight to London and everything, the first time Catfish goes out of the country.
The reaction from D was priceless.
Oh
like
my
his
God.
Jaw actually legitimately dropped. Like, you've got to be kidding me. I just got off the phone with this dude. He made it sound like everything was cool and he understood.
Yeah.
Nah, none of that happened.
Both of them displayed different facial expressions and conversations than usual catfishes.
To say the least.
So funny.
Two people are behind bars after police said that they stole a truck at a car dealership. Police got called to the Coos Bay Toyota on Monday after a 2017 Toyota was stolen the night before. Investigators said that they were able to determine that Camden McCorsley and Caitlin Owens were involved. They said McCorsley was released from jail 2 days prior after serving 85 days for unlawful use of a motor vehicle. You steal that one too, Hotshot?
Yeah, looks like it.
Investigators observed McCorsley and Owens outside a residence in East Side with a stolen truck. Officers said that they found other stolen items inside the truck. You don't say.
No way.
Breaking news.
This wasn't a one-time thing.
They determined the items were stolen from a home in Myrtle Point. They were both arrested on charges of unlawful use of a motor vehicle, felon in possession of a firearm, burglary, theft, parole violation, and probation violation.
Yeah, well, what good is a stolen vehicle without stolen stuff in it?
Right.
It just doesn't make sense.
It's like Kool-Aid and no sugar.
Put it together.
Looks like we're a country that's passionate about its fast food, after all. It sustains our children better than we ever could.
Yikes.
A new study found the fast food chains that have the most devoted fans. Rankings are based on what percentages of people would recommend the chain to friends and family, minus the people who would discourage other people from going there.
I like Dairy Queen.
Well, the chain with the best fans, its most rabid fan base, Panera Bread.
Really?
Panera.
Panera Bread.
I get you. That's such a weird, it's not even a real word.
Panera?
Yeah.
Panera
what does that
bread?
Even mean?
Like Panera. Terrible?
Yeah, just like terrible.
it's a type of...
Is it a type of bread?
Bread substance.
I hope it's a type of bread.
It is.
Okay,
it
we'll
is.
Go with you on this one. I would have never guessed that be the number one fan base fast food chain. And it's not even fast food. It's good food quickly.
Sorry, I'm reading. Yeah, it's good food quickly. Yeah, Panera Bread. Mm-hmm. It's this stuff.
It's an actual loaf of bread, huh? All right. I'll concede that one.
Okay.
I've been proven wrong.
Okay.
Okay. It is a real thing.
Did you think people were just lying when they...
Yeah, a little bit.
Just like a new word, that just a knowing word that people are using to describe bread? Or it was like a gluten thing?
Look, Em, you've got to be cautious at all times. Just because it's on a sign does not mean it's real.
Well, I know that. So unless it's like a stop sign.
That's definitely real.
Yeah,
it's very, very real.
But it's not because it's on a sign. It's because it's what it's called.
I know that now. The rest of the top 10. Someplace called Culver's.
Uh-huh.
In-N-Out Burger.
Yum.
Chick-fil-A.
Really?
Five Guys. Papa Murphy's Take and Bake Pizza makes the top 10 fast food chains with the most devoted fans list.
Okay.
Subway.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Whataburger. Rubio's. And the last restaurant on the 10 fast food chains with the most devoted fans, Baja Fresh.
Really? I haven't heard of like half of those.
Well, I'm looking at it here. And I mean, Baja Fresh, I would not consider that to be a fast food chain. Good food quickly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Same thing with Panera.
And Subway.
Rubio's, I have no idea what that is. Yeah, Subway. Yeah. There ain't nothing fast about Subway. No offense, Subway.
Well, I was pretty fast, but we didn't call ourselves a fast food restaurant.
Yeah. Casual, what was it called? Damn it, there's a trendy food network term that they use.
Casual.
Fast cash. Fast cash.
Fast cash.
Yeah, fast. Huh. Google that. Well, that's a real thing.
As you were saying about...
So is Panera Bread.
Baja Fresh, it's sort of the same concept.
Yeah, man. It's fast cash. That is the industry term, Em. I watch more Food Network than I probably should.
Are you asking me for money right now?
No. What are we going to open up a fast cash restaurant?
I don't know. I don't see it.
I mean, we could. I think they just spell cash like C-A-S. Instead of like a Z. You know what I mean? Fast cash. Should be maybe two S's? I don't know. Fast cash. I see that dude that opened up the Chipotle is always talking about it. The dude with the glasses.
Right, right, right.
Salt and pepper hair.
Okay.
It's got to be an Urban Dictionary, I would think. And if it's an Urban Dictionary, it's definitely a real thing.
Do I need to look up Urban Dictionary now? I don't have time to crack your codes right now.
No, we've got to hear from Money Mayweather, Em.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
We all know Floyd Mayweather, Ronda Rousey, not the greatest of relationships. I mean, Ronda wants to beat the brakes off Floyd. Which is why I'm so surprised at his words of encouragement to Ronda Rousey.
And he wasn't being sarcastic.
It didn't seem like it. Let's take a listen to Floyd Mayweather talking to FightHype.com.
Okay.
I'm not perfect. Never claimed to be. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, God only made one thing perfect. That's my boxing record. So I want Ronda Rousey, hold your head up. Stay focused. Keep believing. A true champion can bounce back. You'll be okay. Everything will be okay. Mm. I think that with her losing, had a lot to do with time off. She may should have competed against another female MMA fighter that wasn't as active as the female that she faced. I think the female that she faced, I think she was rugged and tough, so we can't take anything away from the girl that she faced. The girl that Ronda Rousey faced, she was a tough competitor. But, you know, she was the better woman that night. Ronda Rousey has a lot left. She has a lot left. I don't want her to think this is the end of the world. You know, she's hearing it from the best. She'll be okay. Ronda Rousey, hold your head up. Still a true champion in our eyes. You made women MMA huge. So stay focused. Go back to the drawing board and do what you got to do. Okay? 2017 is a whole new year. That was last year. That was 2016, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
Now it's 2017. So you undefeated this year. Yes, come sir. Back, champ.
Man.
Glad we went over the years with him. Where are you at, me? Okay.
The only thing that I found to be remotely humorous about this video, because he seemed like he was legitimately sincere about that.
Yeah, he seemed genuine.
But he, for the life of him, could not think of the chick's name that Ronda ended up losing to, which was Amanda Nunes. But he just kept saying, the girl that Ronda took on, the chick that Ronda took on. Didn't it's even, like, bro, go ahead and...
You know, girl.
Ask somebody for a name first. Because you referred to her as that chick or that girl like half a dozen times in a minute.
Yeah, they love that.
Amanda Nunes. But yeah, so a very bizarre twist of events. I was not anticipating coming in this morning and seeing Floyd Mayweather with encouraging words for Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, that's nice because she's not feeling super great right now.
Yeah, man. It was a tough loss
pretty
for
rock
her.
Rock bottom, it looked like. Yeah.
And there's still even rumors that have been percolating that could have been her last fight because it just had devastated her so badly. And it's like, I would hope that.
No.
I would think if you get your training right, shake it off, get the cobweb. It could be a lot like Aguilar with the Philadelphia Eagles where he just drops every pass he's thrown because he's come out on record and like, I'm in my head too much. I am overthinking the most simplest mechanics and I'm dropping balls.
Yeah.
So it could be something simple like that where Ronda just, after that first loss she had, she started overthinking herself and that could have hurt her training.
There's so much hype around her than she lost. It was devastating for her, I feel like. Time off and time in the gym.
Yeah, man. So hopefully we will not see the last of Ronda Rousey.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
Yakety yak!
Hey, at least one of them's funny. We're not sure which one that is, but...
Might be easier if they were in jail.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
103.7 KNRQ.
Simple Plan. They've announced they will hit the road on a U.S. headline tour this March in celebration of the 15th anniversary of their two-time platinum debut album, No Pads, No Helmets, Just Balls.
Okay.
This was a good one. It's called the No Pads, No Helmets, Just Balls 15th Anniversary Tour, and they're going to be performing their first album in its entirety. The tour kicks off on March 19th, and that's the same date that No Pads, No Helmets, Just Balls was released in 2002 at Revolution in Fort Lauderdale, it looks like Florida, and continues all the way across the U.S., ends in San Francisco, but I could not find any organ dates as of yet. Later this year, though, Simple Plan will join the Vans Warped Tour Rewind at Sea Cruise from October 28th through November 1st. Green Day has added 24 new dates to their Revolution Radio Tour. The tour will now...
It's not their tour, man. Better let them shine.
I don't know what your obsession with Catfish and the Bottlemen...
They're obviously big enough to have Green Day open them for them.
Obviously.
Right?
I didn't realize they rocked so hard.
So hard.
Wow, Green Day must be stoked.
Look, man.
Lucky Green Day.
You thought the migraine I had yesterday was bad. You go to a Catfish and a Bottleman show and you just rock your little face off.
Okay. Yep.
Wait, what happens?
Well.
You're leaving out of there with a headache, Em.
I believe you.
Do you?
Yes, I do. The band's original tour plans were to be from March 1st to April 8th. Now the group has added summer shows beginning on August 1st and going to September 13th. The band will be playing shows across the United States as well as select dates in Canada. The first show takes place in Phoenix, Arizona at the Talking Stick Resort Arena, and the band will also be playing Chicago's Wrigley Field and Pasadena, California's Rose Bowl for the first time. Dates for these shows have yet to be announced. The entire tour schedule and ticket information can be found on the band's official website. So go to Green Day's website, find out. And Sunday, the Killers noticed something going on at Panda Express. Inside at least one of their fortune cookies is a lyric that they say is theirs. quote, something or smile like you mean it, which obviously is a phrase as well.
Yeah, that is not. But, oh, my God.
See, what I'm leaning towards is that they're clearly kidding because their tweet says the lyrics. Oh, let's see here. The band tweeted the lyrics and offered to allow the chain to continue using their words in exchange for free orange chicken for life. Panda Express responded, not really to the band's offer, but basically they said, hey, that's in one of our songs. We want free orange chicken forever. I don't think they were actually demanding orange chicken as a payment. But, of course, people got all sorts of... some supported them, and then a lot of people were like, that's been a phrase since before you were born. Get over yourselves.
Look,
like,
man.
I'm just kind of thinking that maybe they were kidding.
If they end up scoring and getting free orange chicken for life, I will finally take legal action against everybody on the Celebrity Apprentice for using my phrase under the bus.
I don't think that's your phrase.
Came out my mouth one time, right?
That's true.
Thank you.
Yeah, you own it now.
It's mine.
They owe you some serious payment of some sort.
Restitution.
Right. See?
That is happening.
And now, because we've always been against these frivolous lawsuits, but now we're talking real change here.
Some coin to be had.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take some chow mein right now.
I could go for some General Tso.
Bonnaroo Music and Arts Fest returns to the farm in Manchester, Tennessee for the 16th time this June, and now the fest has announced its headliners.
Right. Whoa, on. Are you about to scoop out Scott? Because you know how he feels about that.
Man.
you might want to table this for later. He might thank you.
Well, here's the thing.
Because the last two mornings, he's come in here and you've crushed his dreams. Hey, that thing you were going to announce, did we already beat you to it? Both times we got him.
Yeah, thanks for listening to my music news, Al.
Right?
Right?
The nerve.
I feel like he's taking things from my music news and being like, hey, guys, did you hear this? I'm like, wait, yeah? He said it on the radio.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. So you can look up the whole list. There's like hundreds of artists. There's a... that huge poster thing they make. I'll just name some. U2, Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Weeknd. It'll be U2 and The Weeknd's first time at Bonnaroo. Chance the Rapper. We got Lorde, Travis Scott, Cage the Elephant, Head and the Heart, Glass Animals. Let's see here. Otevlo. Got Cold War Kids on the list. Royal Blood. Car Seat Headrest. Man, there's a lot on here. And I'm just literally scanning through to see if any of our artists jump out. Kaleo on the list as well. So check it out. Bonnaroo lineup has been announced. And we'll have to wait for the official announcement from Al.
Yes, we will. Because it's not official until he says it.
True story. The annual four-day event will take place June 8th to 11th. And tickets are currently on sale at the Bonnaroo website.
It's Rock and Emma in the morning.
Don't worry, the name calling is normal. It just means that they're, you know, having fun.
You wanted this, right? You wanted the real deal? That's what this is. Wake up, you're in the middle of it.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Coming up, we'll do your last check on news and sports. Also, you got your final countdown right now. We got a dumbass of the day.
If you've ever hit a cop car while you were driving drunk, wore an incriminating t-shirt while committing a crime, been seriously injured while trying to take a super sweet selfie that doesn't seem all that super sweet now, smuggled some form of contraband in nature's wallet, taken your drug stash to the cops for inspection, or you just happen to be a criminal from Florida, then you might be the dumbass of the day.
And this particular dumbass, his transaction, or transgression, I should say.
Okay.
Took a lot of balls to do what he did, and he almost lost him in the process.
Oh.
A conductor on a bullet train in Germany got awfully sus earlier this week.
Would you mean suspect?
No, I'd mean suspicious.
Ooh.
See? That's what I'm here for.
Crack
to break
the
down
code.
The most simplest of things for you, Em.
Inside joke.
That's what I live for.
So funny, though.
Happened earlier this week. A 22-year-old guy was spending an extremely long time locked inside the bathroom of the bullet train. So she decided to open the door without even knocking.
Oh, no. Why would you do that?
Right. Well, what she found on the other side of that door may or may not have been a pleasurable sight for her.
I'm still confused as to why she would be like, hey, that guy's been in there a long time.
Let me
I'm
just
gonna
barge in,
open
pop in.
The door. Right, that's the last thing I want to see.
The worst kind of pop-in ever.
Right? And you never know what you're walking into. Pop-in, I hate the pop-ins.
She really didn't know what she was walking into. She walked into a naked guy standing, trimming hair down there with a kitchen knife.
Manscaping with a kitchen knife.
Yeah.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, he was messing around with a knife on his junk on a moving bullet train.
That seems like a bad idea. I don't have one of those, but it seems like that'd be a bad idea.
It's a good thing you don't have one of those, Em, because it's a great idea.
Is it?
I have one of those. I'd do it.
A kitchen knife?
On the bullet train.
Is that how you do it?
You have to.
I didn't know.
It's the only way to get it done fast.
I don't know how you guys walk around with those things.
She called in the cops, and they say he, quote, was quite indignant, felt disturbed, and reluctantly got dressed. I would say I feel a little disturbed. I'm just in here trying to take care of maintenance. You don't even knock.
Oh, man.
Just help yourself in. Then you have the audacity to call the cops on me.
I love that that's where he had to do it.
I mean, you're on a bullet train. Should we do it right there in the car?
Kind of. And if you are one to manscape on the road, you bring a kitchen knife? That's your plan?
He said that he was shaving in there because he felt, quote, unwelcome at home.
I don't know why.
I mean, is Bob just in there popping it on him, too? He's like, can I live? I just want a manscape.
Maybe it's
God, where can I do this at?
Maybe it's because he keeps using the kitchen knives. Maybe that's why they don't want him around. Could you stop using...
Hey, Mom, when you're done spreading that butter, can I borrow that?
I got to go back in the bathroom.
Now, it's not illegal to shave yourself in a German bullet train restroom, which I guess is...
Good to know.
Knowledge you might need one day, Em.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the guy did not buy a ticket, so the cops kicked him off at the next station.
He didn't buy a ticket? Was
no.
he on there without one?
He was.
He got on without a ticket,
because mm-hmm.
he's not welcome at home because he uses the knives to trim his downstairs. Awesome.
I mean, when you put it all together like that, he sounds like a bit of a knucklehead.
There's the Cliff Notes right there, just to summarize what just happened. Just to be clear, right?
I mean, that's the gist.
Okay.
That is the gist. We're coming back with your last check on news and sports.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Filled with tons of music, news, sports, celebrities, sleaze, music news, and more. Yep, including these disasters with names. It's Rock and Emma in the morning.
Who else do you think it was?
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
A new study out of Brigham Young University, believe it or not, found why people take so many selfies and post them on social media, believe it or not.
Does it have anything to do with their ego?
Nope. Well, I mean, it does, but it digs a little bit deeper than their vanity, Em.
Really? Deeper than narcissism?
A little bit. Okay. To communicate with their friends and family and engage with them is one of the reasons. That could be like taking a selfie with your, quote, I voted sticker to try to motivate other people to also vote.
I don't see a lot of motivational selfies.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you're not on Instagram, so you're missing out on a bunch. But there are people True. That do, like, their accounts are dedicated to try to motivate others. And they get a ton of followers because I guess people want to be uplifted and motivated.
That's cool. Yeah, usually the selfies I see are just, you know, the duck lips or the...
Those are definitely not motivational.
It just bothers me, too, when you open up or click on somebody's name. Like, oh, who's requesting a friendship? And then you're like, the only pictures they have are selfies.
Man, I just got a text from our promo guy, Braga.
What did
Apparently,
he say?
I did a very terrible park job after I moved my car this morning that somehow moved on its own. Because of the succubus.
Or did it move again and he thinks you parked it like that?
No, I definitely parked it on the line, but like my wheels are right on the line. So he took a picture. He was like, nice park job, dick.
Don't park
next to me, bruh.
Maybe we don't even know if it was you.
Right? Could have been a succubus.
We got a ghost driving around, apparently.
And that's real. We've got evidence.
I am confused still about that.
So blown away.
Anyway, back to the selfies.
Yes. Second reason why I am. Hmm. To record key events in your life and preserve memories.
Those are pictures in general. I love how this list is trying to validate that they take a lot of selfies, I think.
I love how this list was put together by a bunch of crack professors at Brigham Young University. This is what y'all getting top dollar for? To sit around and figure out why people are taking selfies.
Or make you feel better about taking too many selfies. No, I'm trying to stay in touch with my family.
Engage with them socially.
You don't have a phone number or you can't use words?
You can't FaceTime them?
Like any other thing? Yeah, nice try, guys.
The third reason that these professors have concluded. It's to publicize yourself for vain or narcissistic reasons, like having people see how amazing your life is.
Yeah, I would assume that people take selfies and post them because they feel like they look really good. And that's sort of why I go back to the narcissism thing.
I actually like to showcase how poor I am on Instagram. At Rock on Air, ROC on Air. Give me a follow. See for yourself. Ramen on ramen on ramen.
I only take ugly selfies.
Right?
But it's...
I don't want to show a luxurious lifestyle.
It's because of my face, though.
I want to show y'all all the empty packets of Kool-Aid I got on the counter. And my paper plate full of weed.
Just trash.
Everywhere.
Right when I wake up. Selfie time.
Right? No need to clean, Em.
Selfie anyone?
Not right now. I'm not sure this study sends a very good message, but on the other hand, it does make me feel better about being kind of a dick to everyone all the time. A new study.
Wait a second.
Found that when you get revenge on someone, it instantly puts you in a better mood. In fact, it's one of the best methods to switch from a bad mood to a good one is exacting revenge.
I don't know about...
Find who did you wrong and you do them so much wronger.
I don't know about these studies you're bringing to me.
Look, I'm just here to bring you the studies. I feel like you...
This one may be your doing, I feel like.
Just make things a little bit worse. The researchers found you don't even need to get revenge on the person who wronged you to feel better. Just take it out on anybody.
What is wrong with these people? This is terrible advice.
We need to get into the university system, Em.
I swear to God. The survey system, for sure. It's like
at the very least.
We have
y'all
plenty
getting paid
of important surveys.
To spend countless hours reaching the conclusion that revenge makes you feel good. Not even do you need to take revenge on the person who did you so wrong.
Just
take it out on anybody.
Go around, just create havoc because someone did you wrong. That's like the worst message ever. People just sit around and make lists according to them, and then all of a sudden we've got the list of a top 10 bullcrap.
They say if you take out your aggression and anger on someone else, it still will make you happier.
No wonder. Now I get, okay, you're kind of breaking down the owl mystery for me.
Now you know. And that's half the battle.
I always thought maybe
only half.
It's why, because it does make him feel better. But now we know it's a fact.
That it is. Let's go ahead and jump into last check on sports. We're going to end it full circle this morning. We started talking out, started the show this morning talking about the Cubs going to the White House. Nobody knew when. We just knew that you're running out of time because Obama's only going to be there for 9 more days. President Obama reached out to him right after they won the series, invited him over. They confirmed, yeah, we want to come. And now they've officially scheduled their White House visit. The team official has confirmed that the World Series champs will get to hang out with President Obama, a Chicago native, but a Chicago White Sox fan. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how well that's going to go. Maybe he's going to switch his allegiance. It looks like that date, January the 16th, just 4 days before President-elect Trump takes office. They'll be the last professional team to visit during Obama's term. Mm-hmm. It looks like the Cubs are very pumped about this, man. They got the press release up on their Twitter and everything.
Nice.
So
I bet they are.
100 and some odd years in the making, 108 years in the making, finally get it. And then the year that you get it is the final year that the president from your city is in office. It's pretty good.
Kismet.
You're listening to Rock and Emma on the KNRQ Morning Show. They don't hear the name calling. That's perfectly normal. It just means that they're having fun.
Why are you so sad?
Why is you happy, mother?
Morning. On Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. KNRQ.
Yay, blanket complain.
Oh, dude, that's so lame.
Is it? You don't even know where that's from.
Blanket complain.
Where's that from, Al Scott?
It's got to be from South Park, right?
It is. Yes.
There you go.
Just
okay. Say
all right. Yeah. I'm just making sure he's. I knew you knew.
Yeah. It's when Mr. J rolls into town. Yeah, I know.
Oh man, that was so great.
Blanket, we're playing.
How's your migraine today? There.
Obviously better, Al.
Yeah.
I mean, you are Captain Obvious.
I'm just checking, man.
I mean, many here trying to do a show and be excited and happy.
There's still no lights on in here.
Yeah.
Not one.
Except the sun. Jesus is light.
Well,
it always shines.
All right, yeah. I looked at your parking.
You're in such a sully mood.
I am. Dude, I feel like crap.
Oh, well, go home.
Oh, that sucks.
I do. It's like people got to stop coming to work sick. It's killing me.
Because you were still trying to get rid of something.
Again, I got to go back to the fact that you strike fear in the hearts of people who are sick.
Well, hey.
So.
I'm sick. I'm here.
You are.
I'm
you should go.
I should. So I don't know how my day is going to pan out, but already I just
you
feel,
can hear it in the.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's right in there. Hey, baby, how you doing?
Nice.
All right, Barry.
I want to roll off you like butter off a hot biscuit. How you doing, baby? Come on.
Cats lick the butter out.
Come on.
Oh man.
No, I don't feel good, but you know, I got stuff to do. I got to kind of roll in there. Thing is, though, we've got like four or five people that are dealing with the same thing, and they keep coming to work. And
it's
then,
like a
and then they infect someone else, and it's totally going to ruin Friday makeout day.
I mean, already has put a damper on it.
We can't be making out if everybody's going to be passing sick stuff around.
That's
so
gross.
That ruins it for the rest of us.
Not again.
Right?
Not again.
We just got over the last plague.
Yeah.
So right back at it.
I'm feeling pretty horrible.
That sucks.
I think
I'm
got a fever too. I think. Do I look hot?
You look so hot right now. Hey, that's you want me to feel?
People run up on Em all
your
the
forehead?
Time.
I'm really good.
When Em's in the streets, people run up all the time. Like, is Al Scott as hot as he sounds?
You do have a little bit of fever.
Son of a bucket.
The Black Keys.
Oh. What?
You know I hate that.
I know. That's why I do it.
I figured.
Hey, right.
So, you know, I'm dealing with that. And I did check out your parking job. You are a horrible parker.
Look, here we go.
Not only is it on the line, it's crooked.
It's super crooked.
It's crooked.
But look, it was a rush situation. So me and Em, when we got here this morning, my car was parked in the spot normally.
Yeah, I went and picked him up. We drove in the parking lot. It was where we left it.
Come out to get the paper like 20, 30 minutes later because, you know, our sports guy needs the paper every day. And so I go to get the paper and my car somehow rolled into the middle of the parking lot. I thought for sure somebody had came and pranked me or something over the course of that 30 minutes we had been in the building. Get out to my car. All the doors are locked. It's in park. How did this thing move? The only thing I could logically come up with.
Was your emergency brake set?
No.
That's it.
Even though it was in park?
Yeah. That's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Case closed then. I thought it was because I had parked on snow yesterday and maybe the snow had melted and so it just rolled back.
You just came back with the snow? No. It's got to be something to do with your emergency brake and your transmission.
Okay.
Not quite.
Well, we know the transmission right has been a problem for
there,
a couple
there you
months.
Go. That's,
so.
Has it ever rolled back and parked
before?
Not to
my knowledge, no. It was so wild because I thought for sure. I had even thought maybe you literally came here just to mess with me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I was like, did Al wake up at 5 in the morning to come prank me?
Yeah.
My hat is off to him.
Head full of
snot
and a fever. I get out of bed early.
That's what I'm saying. I was about to give you a big old kudos.
To come
to
down here and push
car.
Your car.
God, you just cranked so much ass in here. Open the door.
I totally did, too.
God.
I totally did.
Let's get off the air. Let's go.
Jesus.
No,
you're stuck.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, God. It was a bad one, too.
He's hanging out the door.
I have to. Oh, my God.
It's like you've never smelt a fart before.
Look,
come on, dude.
Look, not like that.
Don't give me a break.
At least it's not
ungodly.
Where he makes me, hey, come to my office.
And shut the door.
And well, yeah, then he's like, chit-chat. Hey, shut the door. I'm like, what'd I do? And then
I'm
like,
no,
that's what he's
about
to do.
Not what I did at all.
Jeez,
and then he makes me stay.
It's permeating so much. Do you smell that?
I'm immune to it now.
Oh, my God. I envy you so much right now.
I'm immune to Al's gas. It's been a while. Almost
that is
going
bad.
On 12
you
years.
Have to go home. Something died in you.
I tell it. I don't feel good. I'm telling you.
There is something afoot.
I just got nothing with my foot.
Go home.
Something died inside of you, and it's
Stacey,
trying to,
I'm
it's
telling
trying to come
you,
out.
Please, let him go home.
I don't feel. I think I have a fever, and I have a snotty head.
And the poops.
And no, I don't have the poops
the
yet.
The shards.
Maybe
like
maybe,
it.
Maybe the
kidding.
Poops are coming, though.
Sounds like
man.
Can we just
Rock
just,
is
just,
now
just,
standing.
Just pretend that didn't happen. Just,
okay, I'll try.
We got a show to do here.
Okay.
He's swung the mic
you can
around.
Just relax for a minute.
So we can stand here by the open door.
We hopefully today we'll have an announcement from Bonnaroo with the rest of the bands. Or did you see those already?
Yeah, man. We spoke 2 hours ago.
All right.
No, actually, Em was very polite and decided. I brought it to her. She was about to jump into it.
Well,
I was like, no, wait. Al has been scooped.
Did you
right.
get the lineup? Did you get the full lineup for Bonnaroo?
Mm-hmm.
She did.
Let's see it. Let's go.
All right.
Did you talk about it?
She only went down a couple of bands because we didn't want to scoop you. We wanted you to come in this morning
well,
and have the intel.
Don't forget to stay tuned right here to KNRQ to get your chance to win a trip to Bonnaroo.
You just got to text that keyword FEST to 64636. One time only.
One entry per person.
That is correct. You can buy a bunch of prepaid phones if you want, I guess.
Nope.
Really?
You
okay.
can't. No, because one because it, they'll if they find out that you did that more than once, they will
DQ'd.
Disqualify. It's in the rules. By the way, rules and everything else, nrq.com.
I like it.
All right, let me just read some. Obviously, there's like 100 on here, but of course, U2, yeah. Red Hot Chili Peppers, yeah. The Weeknd, Chance wow. the Rapper, Lorde, Travis Scott, Cage the Elephant.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Head in the Heart, Glass Animals. Let's see here. Cold War Kids, Portugal the Man, Tegan and Sarah, Milky Chance.
Let's
see. Oh, Kaleo. What, Rock?
I dig the hell out of Milky Chance. Every record sounds the same.
I thought they do. You're absolutely right. I thought they do.
That's true. Royal Blood, Strumbellas, Car Seat Headrest.
I just saw them.
That's yep. Al's people.
Uh-huh. Those are the big names that right. are like from our world, yeah.
Okay, cool.
But then there's tons of them.
Al. Like,
give us one that's not from our world. It might be cool.
Will Dorado?
Don't know that one.
Neither does him.
Nope. Don't know that.
Question mark? How about... let's see here. Ganja White Knight.
Oh, Ganja White Knight.
It sounds like a rock deal.
Yep.
It sounds like an Aryan
something
type deal.
To do with pot. That's going to be a Rockies playlist.
Francis and the Lights.
No, don't know.
I'm unfamiliar as well.
Bad Sons.
Oh, nope.
Coin's on here.
Coin. There we go. That's yeah. not from our house.
Yeah. yeah.
Let's see here. Kitten Surprise. Oh, Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
The Rainbow Kitten
there
Surprise.
There we go. That is what's getting out of Bonnaroo.
That sounds awesome.
I know her.
Yeah, you do.
She's a cutie.
He said, I kissed her in the mouth once or twice.
A couple of times.
Yeah.
Well, good. That's great. That's our Bonnaroo lineup. Mm-hmm. If I actually do a show, we'll go over some of those again today.
Al, okay. Phone's been ringing off the hook.
Oh, my
People
God.
People want to know when we're giving away tickets for Green Day opening up for Catfish and the Bottlemen.
Waiting for that to all get settled, but...
Okay.
Again, he's kidding.
No.
It's...
Green Day is clearly the opener.
Catfish and the Bottlemen and opening for Green Day.
We're going to give away tickets, but you can't get there until after Catfish plays.
Right? You cannot do it.
Can't do it. Sorry.
What do you have coming up on your show?
I don't know if there's going to be a show.
Okay. That's good. That could be a positive.
If there is, it's just going to be, 4 hours of fog hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah.
We got Beefcake getting ready to roll up in here, followed by Al. Get you ready for 2 hours without Matt Pinfield.
You're listening to Rock and Emma on the KNRQ Morning Show. Hey, don't worry. The name calling, that's perfectly normal. It just means that they're having fun.
What I meant was shut up.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7
KNRQ.